Hello, everyone. Welcome to Development Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is June Liu, Seth Geist, John McTavish. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Doing well, man. Happy Monday. Yeah, I was confused there for a second. Is it Tuesday? What? Happy Monday.
It's Monday.
Touchdown.
Brown just scored. All right. So today we are talking about the cigar culture blend number culture.
Three.
This cigar is a Toro at 6x50. Comes out of the Tabacalera El Puente factory in the Dominican Republic. All right, let's get ready for the blend here. It's Ecuadorian Habano 2014. The binder is Dominican Olor from 2014. The filler is Dominican San Vicente from 2015. Pilero Cubano from 2015. Criollo 98 from 2015. San Vicente Mejorado from 2014. And Nicaraguan Criollo 98 from 2015. It is blended by Adrian Acosta. Price point is $9.85. And the cigar was released in September of 2020. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your overall experience like with the cigar?
They should have just said wrapper binder filler undisclosed, because it didn't matter, because it's not it wasn't even a good cigar. So I thought so here, let me I'll take it back a little bit. So I thought the first third was good. Brand new cigar, brand, never heard of it. So always excited to try it. First third, I thought it has some really nice flavors. A lot of like cinnamon, cedar, red pepper. There's like this really nice like effervescence to it that I tasted. Soil, nuts, but by the time it got to that second third, it almost like, you know, it just completely switched beats, such that I started getting a lot of that like burning paper note that I get quite often. And like, I don't know what kind of Dominican tobacco it is, but like in a lot of some Dominican tobaccos I get.
I think it's the Allure for the record.
Oh, okay. But do you think it's the 2014 Allure, John?
Hey, listen, I'm not a master blender like other people, you know, so I can only go based on what limited tobacco knowledge I have.
It's probably from the 14, from not from Davidoff, because they don't have that. I don't get that from Davidoff. Okay, and then that burning paper note, not a fan. And it was basically that note mixed with like a lot of earth and like rock soil, cedar, and it was just not that great. Lost a lot. So, you know, cool new brand that parlayed into a very average smoking experience.
All right, Seth, what were your thoughts?
You know, I thought the San Vicente grapes really added a lot to this. No. Listen, first of all, I looked at the cigar information before I smoked it, and I saw all the tobacco listed. And I said, the first thing I said to myself was, fuck, I regret always being one of those guys that wants to know the tobacco information.
Yeah.
And the second thing I said is, oh my God, they have way too much going on in this cigar. I can already tell by reading this. And this cigar is just a hot mess. I mean, it just doesn't know what it wants to do. The flavor profile is all over the place. So the transitioning is just really confusing. I mean, I got a lot of notes throughout the whole cigar, but it just never went anywhere. And it was just like, this is what we're going to do. And with that, it had, you know, that Dominican quality of poor construction. It just didn't burn that well. So it was a pain in the butt to review. Kind of disappointing.
John, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I do go as blind as possible. So it wasn't until we were chatting earlier today about tonight's reviews and I looked up the blend and I went, oh, gosh, that makes so much sense now. Everything just really clicked for me. And, you know, that's no disrespect to Adrian. Yep. I agree with Seth. I think it's a hot mess. I think there's too much going on. It's, you know, kind of akin to a guy in a kitchen with a lot of ingredients and, you know, not a lot of experience with those ingredients. So you just kind of put what you think is going to be good and it ends up being unharmonious, disharmonious, discordant, however you want to say. And that was kind of my experience. Like it did have pleasant flavors. I think that you could turn this into a serviceable blend, but this was not it. And it isn't that it was bad. It's perfectly smokable. In fact, that's something to be said in 2020 because it's probably better than a lot of the cigars we reviewed this year by a fair margin. But it just failed to find a defining characteristic of what made the cigar culture blend number three, the cigar culture blend number three. You know, like I could have fallen asleep halfway through the review and completely forgotten what I was smoking. Like, it just didn't grab me at all. I'll save my commentary about the pre-light banding profile in our after talk. The only issue I had is I had a relight required at the halfway mark, which is a bit of a drag. Didn't seem to impact the flavor profile, and the draw had a slight resistance to it, but you know, really not a huge amount. Aaron, walk us through your taste experience.
Yeah, I thought the cigar had a nice flavor profile in the first third, and it kind of focused on cedar, floral notes, and mustiness. But the second third gained a little bit of chalkiness that kind of built up, dropped down a notch, and kind of maintained that level as the oak and the mustiness kind of became the core components. With everything else, it was just really light in the background. I did like the low strength and the aged tobacco flavors in the first third. Kind of wish that would have kind of continued on throughout the cigar. I think this cigar was an interesting project, you know, with all the aged tobaccos and things like that. So I'd be open to smoking other stuff that, you know, Adrian puts out under this brand. He seems to have a very interesting concept, and I give him props for, you know, coming out swinging out of the gate with something like, you know, this, you know, kind of this, with this big of a kind of a idea or wish for what he wanted to put together. But, you know, I don't really see myself coming back to it, but for people that like, you know, kind of low strength, mellow flavored cigars and things like that, it's worth tracking down one or two to see what they think about it. All right, we'll get into the scores. We're going to start at the top with June at 5.85. I was next at 5.65. Seth gave it a 5.60 and John gave it a 5.40. So June had that 5.85 matchup for you.
Oh, that's pretty terrible. I'm not even in the sixes and it's me. So that's all I got to say about that. Not so good.
All right. My 5.65 matches up well. I mean, it's a slightly above average flavor profile. Just the burn was
a bit interesting on the cigar. You want to try that again there, Trigger?
Whoa.
Was I all like...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. That was,
where'd you lose me?
Pretty much right at the start.
Right at the beginning.
Yeah.
Oh, I think the score matches up. I mean, it's above average flavor profile. Construction just wasn't that great. The burn was a bit of an issue. Right on par with that, my father, Fonseca. Same flavor profile, just better construction on that one than this one. So, all right, Seth, 5.60.
I was too kind to this cigar. I think we all were. I thought the bands, I disagree with John. There's part of the bands I like. I love the little colors. I understand John's argument when we get there, but I was attracted by the pretty colors. Yeah, it's just, don't these come in 5-packs?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
So five packs.
That's tough. I don't know. No. Don't do it, guys.
All right, John, 5.40.
Yeah, it matches up pretty well. I think it would have been in the 5.5 range if I wouldn't have had the relight. But I mean, this is smack dab in the middle of average. You know, and as we say, average doesn't mean bad. It just means there's nothing about the cigar that makes me want to seek it out or want to smoke it again. Although I agree with you, Aaron, I'm always for new people coming into the industry and trying to push the envelope. You know, I wish him nothing but success, and I hope that he continues to come out with new blends, and hopefully the next one is something that'll hit for me. But yeah, for me, this release was definitely smack dab average.
All right, final thoughts on this from you guys.
Yeah, I just want to.
What do you have the issue thing with the band? Band is like, yeah, party time.
I have a number of issues 14. With the band.
There was a lot of themes.
And yeah, so let me just start by saying I am literally the least creative person on the panel. You know, I have no artistic skills whatsoever. I can wordsmith a little bit. I can photograph a little bit. That's about it. So when I look at a band and I rip into it for its artistic merit, you know that it's coming from a place of really, really thinking it's not great design. It's a combination of three things. One, I think the font is terrible.
Font's awful.
The font is awful. You cannot look at the, and, you know, please don't, nobody take this personally. This is a critique. This is from,
especially you, Adrian.
Adrian, this is just my experience in the industry. You can't tell what this cigar is. You read that and the font is fancy and whatever, but fancy doesn't sell if you can't figure out what the hell it is, and you can't figure out what the hell it is. To make it worse, you've picked the worst possible color combination of gold on white, so now what was previously not readable is completely unreadable with the color choices. So if it was a contrasting font, maybe you could make it out against the background, but it's totally nonsense. And then, and I guess it's kind of the theme for the cigar in Discordant, you've got what I can only describe as like a ripoff of the Trinidad color scheme as the accents to the band, and I'm not sure why. Like I don't see how that fits into the elements of the brand design. So, you know, I hate to kick a guy when he's down, but gosh, man, what a huge colossal miss on those bands. If I was in the wherever it got them from Cigar Band, I would have said, can we take another look at this? Because I don't think you're going to be happy with this final release. I don't think it was the right call.
There's only one company that does gold on white.
Yep.
And you don't take that shit.
Yeah. Fuck those peasants.
Anyways, no, I wish them well. I hope that the next release is better and, you know, they go back to the drawing board on the band design, because I don't think it's going to be successful in the retail spectrum.
And, you know, I hope he doesn't on his second attempt. I hope he doesn't go to Nicaragua. I don't, because that to me is running away from the country of the DR, which he needs to do another one. And then if he fucks that up, he should. If he's
what is his vision for these cigar culture releases?
To promote culture of cigars.
Yeah. So he's he's a broker. Okay. So he does a lot of boutique brands. And he wanted to come out with a cigar like the, you know, aged tobacco and all that stuff. And the cigar culture is like a social media like brand or like forum for cigar smokers. Yeah. So,
okay.
Just kind of tying all that together, I think, for that group to create a cigar for that under that name and all that kind of stuff. So
needs more Panerai watches in the design elements.
There you go. All right. If you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. We'll also check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on all the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts. So iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.